Yeah, the Maryland Wine Festival, it's one of the largest wine festivals in the Mid-Atlantic. It's been there for a gazillion years, it seems, every year. But they have great wine tasting seminars. You get your souvenir glass and, you know, all the fun music and entertainment. Great fun for the whole family. And the Carroll County Farm Museum is just a really cool venue with lots of neat stuff in and of itself. Even if there wasn't a great festival there, it's a great place to go. Information on that at marylandwinefestival.org.
Speaking of festivals, one of the longest running in the country's history, probably the 148th Great Frederick Fair is running now through September 25th.
Yeah, that's the granddaddy of all fairs, and it's really easy to get to, too, because it's just off of I-70 in Frederick. And, you know, there's so much to do in Frederick. It's a great fair. It's huge, lots of animals, lots of rides, lots of everything. But Frederick is a really cool place to spend the weekend, and I'd recommend going to fredericktourism.org to find out all the other cool things in the area. And if you just want to know about the fair, thegreatfrederickfair.com is a great website for information on that as well.
For those who found the music of Frank Zappa maybe entertaining back in their college days, there's an interesting event this weekend, a sculpture dedication Sunday at the Enoch Pratt Free Library. A statue of Frank Zappa?
Yeah, it's right down in Baltimore, right off of Eastern Avenue. It's a commemorative event. It's celebrating the 25th anniversary of Frank Zappa when he gave testimony regarding censorship to the Senate in 1985. Of course, Frank Zappa is from Towson, Maryland, so it's appropriate that somewhere in Baltimore they would have a tribute to him. And we have information available on that on clearpathentertainment.com.
I'm a fan, and I did not know he was from Towson. You learn something new every day. It's almost October, Carl. People are thinking Oktoberfest probably with fall in the air, and the Bavarian Inn out in Shepherdstown got their big Oktoberfest gearing up.
That's correct. Coming up on Sunday, and for those who haven't been there, the Bavarian Inn, it's just like you stepped off a plane in Germany and you're in, you know, a Bavarian village. Beautiful setting right on the Potomac River in Shepherdstown, West Virginia. And the Oktoberfest, they have tons of things for the family, tons of great food, and, of course, tons of the great beer that we're all used to from Germany. Information on that is available at BavarianInWV.com or call 304-876-2551 for details on that.
And give us a couple of deals for feds out there, Carl. I know Rec News always has them.
Oh, we sure do. First off, I got to talk about this exciting contest that we have. We're giving away a 9-night Caribbean cruise on the Royal Caribbean's Enchantment of the Seas. Not a 3-day, not a 5-day, not a 7-day, but the big 9-night. And you can enter for that on recreationnews.com. We also have some getaway packages if you want to do the Oktoberfest at the Bavarian Inn at the website and phone number, BavarianInWV.com. Some great package deals there. And we also have in the paper at recreationnews.com 56 pages of travel specials. So no matter where you want to go this weekend, we have something for everybody.